This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Collar is here. He's Matthew Collar. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Mr. Purple Insider. PurpleInsider.football. Okay, we've touched on this before, but you explore it at PurpleInsider.football. The two paths the Vikings and Bears have taken since they fired coaches and brought in a new regime. And the idea of, okay, do you just tear it all down? Do you make trades? Bottom out, try to get cap room and build up. That's the approach the Bears have taken so far. Whereas the Vikings, and some of this, as you know, was Wilf required. The Wilfs were blaming Zimmer. They were blaming Spielman, maybe to a lesser degree. Felt like there still was enough talent. They didn't want to drop off. So when they interviewed Kwesi and they talked about what would his approach to be, to landing a coach, they felt like what was competitive rebuild, right, and stay there. How do you appraise where those two teams are as we have that conversation now, since they're meeting on Sunday, and at least at this point, the Vikings this year have the clear-cut better record?
Yeah, I think from a roster building perspective, both general managers have done an amazing job. The fact that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah was handcuffed off the start to try to compete in that 2022 season, and they get 13 wins out of it. We all kind of know that that team wasn't really as maybe good as their record, but still nonetheless. And then for Kwesi Adofo-Mensah to truly stick to those words, competitive rebuild, and move on from a lot of very popular players is the shifting point in the organization, where it's move on from Kendricks, Cook, Adam Thielen, those guys, and then eventually lay the foundation to move on from Kirk Cousins, which again is huge for his entire timeline and building the team. And then to be able to go into this free agency, use that money for moving on from Kirk Cousins to build up the team quickly again through very good free agency moves, including Sam Darnold, but also, you know, the defensive players that they've brought in. And on the other side, I think that Ryan Poles executed the tank extremely well. The trade with Carolina is unbelievable to get the number one overall pick. The fact that they were able to go into also get DJ Moore and into the draft and get Rome Odunze, a great wide receiver. They spent some money on their defensive side. They were able to keep Jalen Johnson. All that stuff is really, really good from the Bears. The big difference between the two is the head coach that they hired. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah hit a Jose Canseco home run out of the park, whereas Matt Eberflus is probably getting fired.
He's gone.
And that is the entire difference. The head coach, as we know from Mike Zimmer, sets the entire tone for the organization. Kevin O'Connell is brilliant at that. Matt Eberflus has no idea what he's doing when it comes to that. Hired the wrong offensive coordinator to pair with Caleb Williams and set them back already. And then when they've run into some issues, they have seemed to fall apart as a team. So it has been a rough ride for them because of that one mistake by Ryan Poles. But I think if they get their next hire right, then watch out, because they have a lot of really good players.
So let me go there, because there's a guy on TV right now who, by the way, is very good on TV, but he's also a fairly good coach. I don't know if you've heard of him, Bill Belichick. And his name comes up with some prominent spots, the Cowboys, the Giants. You know, what is he? He's 15 wins short of Shula for the all-time record. Yes, he's going to want total power. He's not going to get it. What about Bill Belichick with Caleb Williams and all that talent offensively, defensively with the Chicago Bears, would our guy, Kevin Warren, maybe require Ryan Poles to go big game hunting and tell Poles he still has the power, but Belichick is going to be his coach?
My first impression is that that would be insane, because I don't think that you want to pair Bill Belichick with a Gen Z quarterback. I mean, I really think that Tom Brady came up in a completely different era of the NFL that was coached totally differently than you coach quarterbacks now. What you see with Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy, that's how quarterbacks are coached these days. I think it's one of the reasons that Brian Flores and Tua didn't work out in Miami is that Flores tried to coach him like Belichick coached Brady, and you just can't do that these days. And I look at somebody like Cliff Kingsbury as, I don't think he was the best coach the first time around in Arizona, but they were in the playoffs. Kyler Murray did have some good years, and he's a younger coach who's done a great job with a young quarterback in Washington so far. That would be more along the lines of somebody I'd be looking at. Bobby Slowick from the Houston Texans, as another guy's worked with a young quarterback and succeeded. I would be thinking that direction, because what the Vikings have is worth its weight in gold to pair your head coach with your franchise quarterback. That's the Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. That's the dream. Or even, you know, Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan over these last couple of years. You want your head coach, the same scheme, the same language. You don't want to be succeeding and then losing your offensive coordinator. I mean, look at the guys that I just mentioned, defensive head coaches who lose their offensive coordinators the minute they're good, and then the quarterback has to adjust to somebody completely new every single time you're making a change. So I wouldn't look at Belichick if I were them. I think maybe if you're a team that has a veteran quarterback that has underachieved and is ready to win or needs someone to turn around the franchise, maybe. I also think Belichick is an incredible media personality.
I do too. I really do.
Just keep doing that. Just keep doing that.
He's really good. He's underrated, self-deprecating. He lets individuals poke fun at him. I hope he stays. But we both know this. We've been around these guys our whole lives. They're addicted to it. They want the score. They want the practice. They want the anguish. They want the next meeting. I agree with everything you said about the approach. I just think somebody is going to look at that resume, fair or not. I mean, if I'm Belichick and I got the option of the Cowboys, Giants, or the Bears, I'm calling Kevin Warren every day and saying, hey, Kevin, I can take over. I'm not sure Kevin should do it for everything you said, but, you know, Josh McDaniels can't be a head coach, but he's viewed fairly favorably as offense coordinator. So let's get back to...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's get back to this part, because I saw this stat a couple times this week, and I get it that last week with two tremendous inside tackles for the Titans, it's tough to purely evaluate the Vikings running game last week. But I heard Alec Lewis sitting in today with PA. I saw it that I think it's since week five rush per yardage. I think you've had this before too, that the Vikings have the lowest rushing average in the game. Okay. So Titans, let's just acknowledge they're great, but the plenty of those teams they've played weren't great. Is this just about the interior of the offensive line for the Vikings, or is Aaron Jones injured and he's just not quite the same he was the first three, four games of the year?
Well, first of all, I don't know why you'd listen to FM radio. I don't think the signal just worked for me.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, but
can we get to FM before the show is done? Can we get that happen?
The run game, it's, all coaches would say, a combination of things, but it really is. I think number one is that Christian Darrisaw is the best run-blocking left tackle in the NFL. I used to say not including Trent Williams, but maybe even including Trent Williams with his current state. Darrisaw was that dominant this year. He was unbelievable. And that's just not Cam Robinson. He's never been a great run blocker. It's probably one of the reasons why the Jaguars don't want to give him a contract extension. But, I mean, he's doing great considering what they're asking for him and who else they would have there, but it's nowhere close. And I don't blame the right guard for last week's game. And I also didn't think I never thought Ed Ingram was this special run blocker that some people made him out to be. PFF has him in the bottom third of the league in run blocking. So, but Reisner, that's not his specialty. And those guys, Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat, aren't just good. They are the best of the best on the interior. So that was certainly part of it. I also think Aaron Jones is playing banged up. And I remember us talking the first couple weeks, and I kept saying, I'm a little worried about the workload. Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried about the workload. And then here we are, sort of reminiscent of 2022 when Dalvin Cook was great for the first half and then faded in the second. The reality is, without the offensive line looking like it did over the first 5 weeks with Darrisaw in there, you're just not going to run people over very often. I think what they need is enough to create a grindy running game that could get 4 or 5 yards and just get successful plays. It's probably not going to break out 30, 40, 50-yard runs. I would like to see just a shade of Ty Chandler in there with some burst, because I don't think that Akers or Jones has the same level of quickness as him, but he's the coach is lost on him, I guess. I'd like to see a little more creativity, a little more eye candy, moving parts. But there's no answer. There's no easy answer. The answer is to increase the screen game, which has disappeared, to increase the quick passing game.
Why has the screen game disappeared?
The only thing I can think of is that it's the way that defenses have played against them, because they were so successful on screens. And if I remember this right, it's harder to run screens against zone, but it's easier to run them against man. And these teams are playing these crazy deep zones against Justin Jefferson, so they might feel like it's harder to run it. But I'm with you. Where did it go? Why did it go?
Yeah.
Because even when they've run it, it's done okay. They just don't run it a lot. And I think that's an O'Connell adjustment that needs to be made. Quick passes to Jordan Addison, I'd like to see that continue from a little bit of that last week. Maybe get, you know, your Brandon Powell's involved. I mean, it's kind of going to have to be a group effort to make up for the fact that they're not going to be a dominant run team.
I got to let you go after this segment because I need to jump in on the Timberwolves and the fiasco last night in Toronto. But I'm going to tell you also, you and Cronin, always great. Thoroughly enjoyed that. It's worth watching, including the math issues. The math issues were very funny.
You know, Courtney is a brilliant person and a tremendous talent. But when she's asked to do a pie chart and just add up four things to 100%, it just all goes to hell. I don't know. Right. It
by 30%, she missed it. I mean, that's a lot.
It was a big miss. It was a tough. It was a tough rep. Tough rep.
It was funny. It's worth checking out. Checking all the information out, Purple Insider. Okay, last thing. It was Monday. I said, okay, which fast food place are you going to? And you said you and Sloan were going to a favorite Mexican place. Today, are you avoiding fast food? Are you going to have a nice meal? Are you going back to Taco Bell or whatever might be your go-to?
So I already had Wendy's today.
Okay,
so we did
solid.
That.
Yeah. Did you get the Frosty?
I did that. I didn't. I just had a couple junior bacon cheeseburgers. I don't know what the plan is for tonight. I'm going to a concert. Joe Bonamassa downtown.
Oh, very good. Yeah, where at?
State Theater.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'm checking my phone. Must have missed the invite. Excellent. Excellent. All right, enjoy yourself. We'll talk. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Chad.
Caller 21 past 2. The Wolves panic level. What should it be? Let's discuss when we come.